VFW Mobile.
Test this weekend.
Let's see which ones I want to try to jump in. Party coming up this weekend, wasn't it? Or sometime this month?
Probably is. There was three last weekend.
And then, I can't remember. I saw it on the ARRL newsletter, but I didn't pay it a ton of attention. But like you said, I want to try to do work in all states. That'd be a good way to try it.
Yeah, that's what I figure. And that, there's a like a UHF VHF contest in South Africa on that. So I figure you might reach them on 6 meters, but it's like from this time to this time it's on this frequency, and from this time to this time it's this one, and so it's kind of broken up. It isn't all frequencies for all day.
That's kind of weird.
This weekend start at like noon UTC. A lot of times they start at midnight UTC.
Get like a digital clock put on the wall that does UTC time only.
I have one on my phone that when I pull up the faceplate, it's got a UTC clock on it.
Yeah, I used to have it on my watch. It finally died. It was a one of the smart watches. So the face that I had on it had UTC and then regular time. I always like that. And then I've got it on the computer, but, you know, can't have widgets on a Windows computer anymore. You gotta go down to the little clock icon and both of them. But there's a bunch of different ways to do it. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool, but you want something to stay accurate, and I think that's the biggest problem.
Have up, you know, QRZ, so that everything's in UTC, and like you said, can't do nothing on the work computer.
Internet on your work computer?
It's on work computer.
That I use, and if you ever get into FT8, you'd want to try it on your regular computer, but a website I try, or I use all the time, is time.is. So India Sierra, and it will tell you not only the current time, it'll tell you how far out of sync your computer that you're on is, you know, by a couple seconds, and that makes a big difference for FT8, but you can also click on the menu and it'll give you UTC time, which is really nice.
A little bit, does it mess up on FT8?
FTA is in 15-second intervals. You have to be, you know, in that block. And if your clock is too far off, you know, 30 seconds, sometimes they can manage. But if you get 2 or 3 seconds off, then you're transmitting too late. And the other station's going to quit listening before your transmission finishes. So it can cause issues there.
How do you log your FT8 contact?
Well, a couple different ways you can do it is the program itself will log contact. So WSJTX will log contacts for you. You can have those, you know, like I use Ham Radio Deluxe. It'll listen for the signal from, and it'll automatically capture that log contact. You can also export the file and import it somewhere if you wanted to. So, like, if you wanted to upload them to QRZ, you can do that. And, you know, you just have to do the work to get them there. But, I mean, there's all different kinds of options.
QRZ, you know, had a pull-down menu, you know, where you could click FT8, but maybe it does.
I'm sure it does, because all my Logbook of the World contacts transfer over to QRZ, and I'm pretty sure they say FT8 on them when they're FT8.
Do you have a paid subscription to Logbook of the World?
No, I've never, I don't think it was a paid subscription. Now, I do, like I said, I give money to ARRL, mainly for the magazines and stuff, but I do that, but I don't think Logbook of the World is paid. I don't know that you have to pay for it.
Paid if you wanted to transfer data, because I'm sure I'd have a lot more confirmations, you know what I mean, if I had both of them, QRZ and Logbook of the World running.
Mine is, I've got Logbook of the World, that's my main, you know, I use AM Radio Deluxe on the computer, and it uploads to Logbook of the World whenever I tell it to. It can do it automatically, but I just do groups of them. And then I go on QRZ every month or two, and you just, it's just got a import feature for Logbook of the World, and if you just click on that, enter the password and everything for the Logbook of the World, it'll import any new contacts that it finds.
May have to get something like that set up.
Which, you know, I'll be honest, AM Radio Deluxe, you can, it'll upload to all of them, but I tend to just kind of upload to the one, but because I'll forget which ones I've uploaded to the Logbook of the World, but it doesn't tell me which ones I've uploaded anywhere else, so I just tend not to use it in the whole stuff, I guess.
I just log straight into QRZ right when I'm doing it.
Probably export from QRZ and import that in the Logbook of the World. You probably go the other way.
If I'm logging right then, it tells me if I've ever made contact with that station before.
Something you could try that you might like would be Hammers, H-A-M-R-S. It'll, like if, when you're just typing in a call sign, it'll go ahead and pull up their info from QRZ or something like that. It's pretty decent, and I don't, and it'll upload to QRZ if I remember. I think you can add your account, but it's been a little while. I use it more for POTA stuff.
They were using, I know some stations you contact as soon as, you know, I throw out my call sign and they call it back, and as soon as they call it back, they already know my name.
Other software, but that Hammers will do it. As long as it has internet connection, it'll automatically look up the name in the database and feed that information back to you. But, well, Ken, I hate to cut our conversation short, but I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot. I'm going to yank his antenna off top of the car. So you have a safe trip on the rest of the way to work, and hopefully we will holler at you maybe later on this evening or I hear you on the radio this weekend. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your phone.
Andrew, enjoy that awesome Friday. Stay dry, and the afternoon is supposed to be bad storms. We'll catch you later. KN4TFW.